This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yeah. Now, talking about divas, our next guest, I hear he's a real diva.
How did you throw that one around?
The rumours are true. Yes, the rumour that David just made up then is about Josh Porter, who's joining us from Game Boys Comedy. And also, you may know his voice from the Welcome to Patchwork podcast as well, because he's involved in a few different creative projects. But you're here to chat with us today about a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and also a tour coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks so much for having me on today. We've got our final show of our Comedy Fest show, Escape to the Megaverse.
Oh, so there's only one more show to go.
Get out of here.
So you've got to get in quick, but it's been a really fun season so far and it's been really nice for us to perform live again on stage, and it's been a couple of years since that. So.
Okay, well, tell us what can people expect, even though they might miss out tonight, but rush along and we'll talk about where and how later. But what can we expect from your form of a comedy show?
We find it, like, if people are a bit bored of your straight stand-up and want something a bit different, a bit unique, it's essentially a sketch
show. Because I love stand-up. Well, it's talking off air where I'm not a big fan.
It's essentially a sketch show with a bit of focus on film and TV, but the big sort of thing that stands out for us is we use a lot of technology in our shows, so it's a really interesting dynamic of the integration with technology and live performance and how that can be used. And particularly this show this year, we sort of challenged ourselves to all the digital stuff we did in the last 2 years, because we pivoted to doing online stuff, as most people did. A lot of the things we learned doing that, let's try and inject that into the live theatre experience.
Excellent.
So we've got like a live camera with live green screen and video feeds, and that one of the ideas is, you know, putting the audience on stage with us but digitally on our screen and stuff like that. So there's some really interesting stuff that we're really energized writing this show this year.
Right. And what a good concept. But a lot more work.
There's the third member of the group, Kinetic Screen, who does all our tech stuff. So he designs everything and builds it all and has some really fantastic ideas. And sometimes, like, he'll get some new tech and be like, oh, this is really exciting. But you got to work on that balance between, is it just a gimmick or is it actually a good sketch idea that, like, start with a good idea and then enhance it with the technology rather than the other way around, because then you get a bit stuck sometimes.
And your partner in crime on stage is your brother?
Yeah, my brother Eden. So
how does that go? You know, like, do you get on okay? Do you disagree a lot before you go on?
And why isn't the third brother involved?
Yeah, exactly.
And your baby sister.
Well, actually, our eldest brother came last night to the show, and there's a bit where we get people up on stage and we got him up, and it was just really funny seeing him perform with us, essentially. It's a really great collaboration, because no one's too precious, and we always understand, like, as a group, you're always striving for the best idea to make the best show possible. So no one's too precious about a joke or a line. And there is sometimes, you know, you pull yourself back a bit because you want a pleasant working environment. But I think being family, there's definitely that element of you get through everything, any arguments or any fights, you know, there's no direct ill will. So you move on from it. But it's also like our personal shared history and our sense of humor is, it's just with us the whole time. So it's really nice to be bouncing ideas each other off. And the only problem is sometimes you go, oh, is this a bit too much us? Like, are other people going to dig this? But we think we've got a pretty good gauge on that.
Yeah. And why is it called a Game Boys Comedy?
We started calling ourselves Game Boys, and then we just sort of started putting Game Boys Comedy, just rounds it out a bit more. But we sort of just, our first show was, I think, 2015, 2014. We just thought it was a funny, cute name. And that show was largely around us being brothers and our sort of shared history of video games. And those, we sort of moved away from that stuff now. And we've had a few friends who sort of seen our progression, some really nice feedback saying that this show in particular, Escape to the Megaverse, felt like a really good combination of an ensemble who knows what they are, knows what they make, and makes a really cool show. Whereas the other ones, there was a bit more focus on us as brothers and video games and those kind of things. We've sort of moved off from that now, which has been great.
So what does the Megaverse actually mean? Yeah. Like, if people are coming to this, like, What?
Well, it used to be Escape to the Metaverse. That was at Fringe 21, and then Zuckerberg came out with his. So we actually changed the name of our show to avoid it. But it's sort of our sort of structure for the show that anything can happen in the Megaverse. You can go to any different alternate reality where anything's happening, and there's a version of The Bachelor that's our version of that called The Understudy, and we're trying to find a new person to join Game Boys, and or you know you're off in some big endless void, and your voice is echoing around because we got our mics and do some voice effects and those kind of things. So it's a bit of a tool to let us do whatever we want. But it just sort of strings things together, and there's a theme of sort of repetition and rehearsal and looping throughout the whole show in some of the different sketches. So we got a bit of a bookend with us being in the Megaverse, and the sort of broad idea, the sort of framework of it is, oh, we're sick of doing the same show every night. And the idea of, you know, you're doing a festival run, you're doing a full season, you're doing a show 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 times, and us wanting to break out of that and let's do a different show. Let's do something completely unscripted that's completely new. Mm. So yeah, there's definitely those sort of themes and elements in it, which is really fun to sort of, as you're going through the writing process, you start to latch onto those things and you start to inject it throughout the whole show.
Yeah. And it must be hard to tour a show like this. You know, like, have you just come from the Fringe Festival in Adelaide or?
No, so this is premiering at Comedy Fest, Escape to the Megaverse. This is our first time doing it. Okay. The show we're touring in Regional Vic in May and August, that we've got a truss for our stand for our TV. So it's kind of packs down not too bad, a few tubs and that, which has been pretty surprising, but we're doing the remount for our 2019 show, and that'll be, some things might get cut and changed if it's a bit too much. Like in this particular show, Escape to the Megaverse, we have at one point, one of my favorite things at the moment is we play a giant game of Tetris with the audience. So we have these huge Tetris pieces that we didn't think about. The people at Corex, they latched onto the idea, this company that makes those core flute signs, they got really excited by, oh, a comedy festival, yeah, cool. How many do you want? What do you want? What do you want? It was like, how big is a seat? Like 600 mil? And we're like, oh, yeah, one person, one block, cool. So we've got these massive Tetris pieces that don't fit in any of our cars. So we have to get a vehicle to move them. So like that's a consideration. That will probably change if to try and tour. We're not going to take 20 giant Tetris pieces everywhere with us.
Yeah. And why tour to regional areas? You know, because, well, it's the big thing now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because we really fortunately won an award at Melbourne Fringe in 2019, the Tour Ready Award with Regional Arts Victoria. And then they part of that, they sort of sponsor you through and mentor you through Fantastic. The whole process of Showcase, which is a big regional arts market where all the regional centres come and you pitch your shows and then they all go, yep, cool, we love that, we'd like that. So that was a fascinating process to go through, and we'll be pitching again at Show. We're pitching Megaverse at Showcase this year for touring next year.
Right.
But it's really exciting for us to be part of this tour, and it's the first time we're touring work because I think we've always sort of said Adelaide would probably be the next one we do. So this is a really nice tester to have someone help us through the whole touring process, and then we'd sort of be in a real good position then to do it ourselves in the future. But
And getting the money together, you know, like that's why you need the support with an experience like this. You know, you've got to.
Yeah.
In a way, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't afford to do it otherwise.
Well, it was just kind of fascinating, the whole process of Showcase, this thing we did not know existed. And then it's like, oh, this is how a lot of people will tour their work, and you apply for it, and we were lucky enough to get it. And it's just, it's been really eye-opening, particularly on the money side of things you spoke about as well. Like, there's no ticket liability, that they just buy the show from you, and that's really new for us.
Okay.
So you put your budget in, and it's the first time as like independent comedians we've gone, how much is our time actually worth? Like, normally you just, you know, you put in as much work as you need to. That's like, oh, the show's got to get ready, you just do it.
Yeah.
But now actually putting a value on your work has been really nice and really rewarding as well.
Yeah, it would be. And where are you going? You know, like what sort of regional areas?
We've got six stops. I can't remember them all. We've got like Ararat, Kyneton, we've got Warrnambool, Portland, so a few longer ones. And then there's one sort of down in Mentone as well, so sort of domestic as well. We may be doing a Gasworks as well later in the year, but that's unconfirmed. But a bit all over the place.
Yeah.
And so the show that you're doing tonight is Escape to the Megaverse, last show at the Comedy Festival. But the one that you're going to be touring regionally, can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, sure. That's called Game Boy Cinematic Universe. And that whole sort of setup is if you ever went to the Gold Coast to the Warner Brothers studios, it's a bit like our version of the Warner Brothers studios backlot tour. And we sort of take you through the fictional Game Boy studios and show you all the movie magic. So we've got a bunch of different stuff then. Like the big finale of that show is essentially a big recreation of Jurassic. We've got Jurassic Park Adventure, the ride, the stage show. And so one audience member gets to come up in our little office chair flume cart thing. We kind of just jumping around recreating the film as best we can with our, you know, limited abilities. But they're sort of a big focus on film and TV for that one. But yeah, if you've ever been up to the Gold Coast or Universal Studios, those kind of things, it's really hitting to that, and particularly our brand of comedy as well. We're big on like 90s nostalgia, so there's a lot of that sprinkled throughout that show as well.
Right. And can you get away with using the Jurassic Park name or
shut up, Dave.
Don't say too often.
It's not overly branded, like it's our take on it. Okay. Like, yeah, yeah.
And you spell it differently.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Put three C's in there, whatever.
Uh-huh. And you know, like, it must be exciting though. You know, like you've got this comedy festival stuff happening right now, and then bang, next month you're away. That's a bit of a dream run, isn't it? Especially coming out of COVID.
Yeah, for sure. Like it's super exciting when we're sort of putting the dates and stuff together to go into the remount start of May. We sort of gave ourselves a week there because it would be pretty hectic. But to go revisit this work as well, because the last time we did it would have been Fringe 2019. So it'll be really fun to revisit that work and just work on the script a bit and refresh it and update any of the old references. And there's a few ones that get dated after 3 years, you know.
I'm sure there is. And now, for people that are listening out in regional areas, how can they find out more about where you're going and what areas you're going to be in?
Just on our socials, we'll sort of put together a bit of a, you know, probably some imagery just with all the dates, but otherwise all the regional centres are sort of promoting independently. In their regions and their communities.
And what are your socials?
At Game Boys Comedy across everything, so Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and stuff as well. Right. You can find us there.
And tell us about your podcast. What do you do there?
So it's a podcast called Welcome to Patchwork. It's me and a couple of friends and just me and a couple of white guys. That's kind of where we settle in. It's just our sort of focus is on the sort of minutiae of life and those kind of things. So all the little details you don't think twice about, like, you know, what order should you put things in your tea? Is it the milk and then the tea bag and then this? Or, you know, little story anecdotes on public transport or what do you do when someone cuts in your line at the supermarket? So we just pick the little minutiae. And, if you bring a packet of chips to a party and it doesn't get opened, you're allowed to take it back again at the end of the party. So we just find all those.
Deep questions in life are being answered.
He's underselling it. It's a really good podcast with a great dynamic, and there's lots of kind of routine games that go into rotation each release as well. So it's got a very strong following these days.
Yeah, we had a big 100th episode at the Comedy Fest a few weeks ago. That was really fun. We're at the Brunswick Ballroom for that. And it's just really nice because podcasting is such a one-way thing. Mm. So anytime you get a chance to do a live show is really energizing, exciting, and you just... We had some really nice feedback from the venue as well, saying that you can sort of tell the nature of the artist based on the people who come and see the show. And they said it was just a really nice vibe in the afternoon. Everyone was super lovely. So it was a really great day for our 100th.
And is your brother part of that as well?
No. I separate him from that. Cut him out.
Well, I hear he's on our show next week. He's got this spectacular show. All right, well, good on you. You know, like you're really pushing the boundaries and out there doing your bit. And it's not just a stand-up.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's very
difficult. And I saw the show last night and it's really fantastic. Like the kind of technology illusions that take place and the immersiveness of it is really exciting. A lot of people were coming out of the theatre quite wowed by it. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, because one thing we all like magic independently, all three of us in the group. So we've sort of added that into the show as the years have gone by, some sort of spectacular stuff that, you know, it's not strictly hilariously funny, but there's a magicness to it and really exciting.
And where are you performing tonight?
We're at the Motley Bauhaus in Carlton on Elgin Street, and we're on 8:30. And we just wanted to do a little... It's our final show, so we've got a few tickets later. So if anyone's around, they want to get some cheap tickets, use the promo code 20, get a $20 ticket for our big final show. Hey.
All right, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Josh Porter here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.